Okay, we're holding in Shimon Samach, and we saw yesterday Sif Dalad that the Shulchan Aruch quoted two deis. First deis said that ein mitzvah striches kavana. Second deis said that mitzvah striches kavana, and the Shulchan Aruch was machriya v'chein halacha like the second deis, the mitzvah striches kavana. And we saw a couple of interesting points in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. We saw number one a discussion about what about by mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So we also say mitzvahs striches kavana. We also saw the famous Chaya Adam, who said if it's muchach mineu bei the person's intentions, there's no other reason why they would be doing this particular act other than for the sake of the mitzvah, then one can assume that they did it with kavana, and so on. We mentioned, we just wanted to speak out, to see inside a couple of points in the Bir Halacha. So the first Bir Halacha on this Sif, quoting the opinion of it's going on the opinion of Tesis Ben Yehuda, who say that Ein Mitzvah Striches Kavana. So the Bir Halacha says that there's four cases where the opinion which says Mitzvah Ein Striches Kavana would agree that a person is not Yotze nevertheless. So one case is, he says, Yesh Emrim de Bedavar She'ein by Ella Amira Lekuli Alma Tzricha Kavana. The Bir Halacha quotes of Beis Yosef, who says that if all you're doing is you're just speaking, there's no action, so then everyone says you need to have Kavana. So that would come out, say, by Birkas Hamazon, for instance. There'd be more of an inyan to be Mechavan. Some people say Hinni Mukhra Mazumina time, it's say of Birchas Hamazon and so on beforehand. So when it comes to an Amira Ba'alma, there are opinions which say you need to have Kavana, even according to Tesis from Rabbeinu Yehuda. That is one thing which he says. The second thing is that if a person is a Mis'asik Ba'alma, and it happened to be that he seemingly did the action, which in theory is the same action which one does when one does a mitzvah, like the example is that he just happens to be blowing, and it's nizdamen le'etkir shal mitzvah, again, l'kuli alma le'yotza, so mis'asik is worse than just a lack of kavana. That's a second case where Tezis Rabbeinu would agree that you're not yotza. A third thing he points out is v'da'oi d'dafke im hu yoideya shu chayiv adayin b'mitzvah zu shu oisa. Aval im hu sover shu potter mimena. But if the fellow didn't even think that he was obligated in the mitzvah, you know, he thought he's already been yoitza or something. So it's not even in his kind of mind, consciousness, world. Like he's not mechuyev b'davar. He thinks he's not even mechuyev b'davar at all. That's another, he says, Lekuli Alma Liyatza. And a fourth case, which he says, is Ubi Miskavin Beferish Liyatza, is Lekuli Alma Liyatza. A person has specific intention not to be Yotza. Like, let's say a person finds it difficult to turn their Esrig upside down. You know, I'm going to get it. Knock the pitham off. I don't know. He doesn't want to turn it upside down, so he can just say, "I don't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah when I pick it up, only after I make the bracha and so on." So if you do that, and then that, then he says,
"Look." Same as a woman who lights before the zman, and she sort of has kavana not to be in kabbal shabbos.
Yeah, I guess because usually a woman is makabel Shabbos with her hadlaka. That's usually the norm, and therefore, if she is specific, has in mind not to be it. So then
we used to have a note in the luach for Yom Kippur, the women wanted a light before they came to shul.
Right, exactly.
They could still drive to shul.
To have in mind not to be it. Yeah, correct.
So what happens to the mitzvah in that day? Someone doesn't have to run to light as long as there is.
No, they have in mind to be yetz the mitzvah of hadlakas neiris, but they don't have in mind to be mekabel Shabbos. And as the two don't necessarily go hand in hand. If a man lights, let's say, so a man's not mekabel Shabbos with his hadlaka, he's yetz the mitzvah from plag, but he's not mekabel Shabbos upon himself, that's all. So those again, so basically, number one, if it's only an amira, if you're a misasik, you need to be aware of the fact that you're mechuyev in the mitzvah. And kavana shleilat says Those are all cases and situations where even Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yehuda saying that's the same Sfichas Kavana would concede. Now the next Bialach is going on the sheet of the Bahag, which says Mitzvah Sfichas Kavana. So says the Bialach, also a couple of very interesting points. He says that Kol Zehu Bishari Mitzvah. So a Mitzvah Satoli Bachila, like eating matzah and Pesach and eating a chazayis in the sukkah, das shulchanach lekamon, the yotze b'di'evad afilim leikivein. So it's the same shulchanach who says v'chein halacha, right? Who's machriya like the second day, the mitzvah shichas kavana, and nevertheless he says that even if a person didn't have kavana, legabi achilas matzah and achilim sukkah, so it seems to be that there's something special about achila that even the opinion which says mitzvah shichas kavana, You would be Yotze B'di'evet without Kavanah. That's one thing which he says. Now, he says that, however, with other types of mitzvahs, like tzitzis and so on, the Kavanah is la'akev, and so on. So, says Nabi Allah, imagine, if you will, the following. Mitzvah Shvichas Kavanah. If you don't have Kavanah, it's ma'akev, you're not Yotze the mitzvah. So he says, now, we always need to think and consider, so in essence, you've done an action, and you haven't been yotze the mitzvah, is there a possibility that actually what you've done will be held against you? Meaning as follows, he says, if you want to look at it inside, it's four lines down in the wide lines in the Spir Alach of Yesh Imrim on page 186. He says, Lefiza, Im Karu La Tera, gets called up an aliyah. V'lekech talise, a talis hakahal lalis labima. He grabs a talis, and off he goes up. The guy, he just wants to get up there in time and hopes he chances upon the right side up of the talus, and he doesn't need to start to fumble around with it. So he just wants to get the talus on as soon as possible. Does he have the state of mind and the presence of mind to think, he just wants to get the talus on ASAP before the item says no? That's all he's thinking of. Says the Bialacha, Talavikazach, Memela over Bizal Mitzvah. So it could actually be that it's even worse. You've been over a Mitzvah im Leish Mechavan Leshem Mitzvah. Vaz Yuchalavarch Gamkin. So in footnote 12 over here, he explains, what is this, what's going on? Mitamza. Meaning, in essence, we're looking at it like you're wearing a beged of Arba Kanfas, and there's no tzitzis. There's no kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. So I'm wearing a beged of Arba Kanfas without a kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. So that's called a b'nei Avraham mitzvah seyah. He says, that he quotes Shlomo Zalman in Mecha Shleimer, who says, sheyesh ladun imutr l'aynen lil b'yish talis katan. So is an aynen, Rachman l'son, allowed to wear a talis katan? And as if we're saying that b'makom when you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, it's as if you're wearing a beged of Arba Kanfas without the mitzvah, wearing a beged of Arba Kanfas without tzitzis. So then if you have an oinen, so what does he say? Shoy im yiskaven l'mitzvah, if the oinen has in mind to do a mitzvah, say, one second, yesh b'kach pegeah b'chved ha-meis. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah. That's you being pegeah in the chved ha-meis. The im la yiskaven l'mitzvah, harei kolevish beged Arba Kanfas b'lei tzitzis. So, you know, halach l'maisa, players of Shlomo Zalman, what should an Ein Rachman Latzlan do? Should he take his talus cotton off? So he says, according to the Shita of the Mordechai, which the Mishnah quoted in the Siman Yud Gimel, Shekasev Shehalevish Begit Shalarba Kanfas Beleit Tzitzis B'Shabbos Einam Avatal Mitzvah Sasei. Shita of the Mordechai was that the mitzvah only starts when you're wearing a Begit of Arba Kanfas. Then there's a Tzivui, now I'm wearing a Begit of Arba Kanfas, be matzal tzitzis on the beged. On Shabbos, when I'm not able to, because of the issue of the rice of kosher, so I'm allowed to wear a beged of Arba Kanfas without tzitzis. You can't say, oh, you're a bitl mitzvah, say, you're wearing a beged of Arba Kanfas, and you're not putting tzitzis on, I'm not allowed to. So I don't have the mitzvah today because I'm not allowed to. So that's not considered to be problematic according to the Mordechai and so on. Kevin Shlimutal, I love Chiv Hatolas tzitzis. Umasik Shakesa says, Rishon Azam and Lachlamaisa. Very interesting. Shekevin shedarki lo b'shmal b'shzeh tamid. The oinani usually wears a talis cotton. So mutzal chavin l'shem mitzvah. Even though he's mistapic about this, he says you can have in mind that I'd like to wear a beged of rabba kampis, the mitzvah tzitzis. I'd like to do the mitzvah. Why? V'arehu kimi she'es mitzvah rak b'machshava she'ein b'kach p'kiyah. It's just like the, you know, involved mitzvahs t'midiyos. It's not considered to be a pegiyah b'chveida meis. It's if there's an asek. If you're doing an asek, instead of being busy, you know, with a meis, I'm being asek in something else. The person's supposed to view it like, how can I to do other mitzvahs and so on. And it's not because of asek b'mitzvah and a mitzvah, but, you know, because of chveida meis. It's only a problem of chveida meis. If you're doing an action, but if something is being done the machshava, this is a vest-like garment which he wears every single day. And after all, on a garment which you wear, this is the garment which I wear every day. This is my vest which I wear. Elamaya, I have a little bit of machshava to kind of make the mitzvah. He says that's not a problem of kveid hames. And another a similar related shaila, he says, is if a person wears a talis cotton at night when he sleeps. So the same thing. You wake up in the morning. If you don't have kavana, the shem mitzvah. You wake up begging about the kafes without tzitzis. So you know to what extent do you take this? He says. Another suffix of Shlomo Zalman is hayyeshu b'sukkah l'loy kavanas mitzvah. B'chari yesh leim ashnech shuk eichel chutz l'sukkah. Is that considered to be like you're eating outside the sukkah? You're not actually eating the sukkah. He says, let's say if a person doesn't have kavana to be it's a kiddush.
doesn't have
kavana to be yotze kiddush. Sure, he's listening to someone. He's spacing out. He's thinking about main course already. He's not thinking about zochas yom shabbos lekatshei and so on. So says the Shlomo Zalman, im kiddush le kavana im neimar shenechshiv shle yasa klum v'arei lekiem etzis kiddush v'nimtze she'ese ister b'chol achi leisav k'echol lefnei kiddush. It's like he's eating before kiddush because you didn't make kiddush. So in all of these cases, again, this is where we're saying this starts from this suffix of the Bir Halacha. The person gets called up for an aliyah on Shabbos. It's a Shabbos mincha. You grab a talis, you put it on, and so on. You don't have kavan l'shem mitzvah. And he says, v'ha'olam ein nizhar b'zeh. The minhag ha'olam is not to be nizhar. People, you know, the Rav doesn't say, remember, kavan l'shem mitzvah before you put it on. So what's the chat in the minhag ha'olam? So he says, ulai. And this has other halachic nafkaminas. But ulai shetamam the kaven she'ein reitz a little bit as a satalis. The ainu leiv she element may kveid hatera l'sha'a kala. So covered hatera, covered at seabor type of aspect. Ein ze levisha hamachayav tei betzitzis. It's not really a levisha where there's a chiyuv as such. Dumya demiv she levish lahares. Lakina midase shapata oz mitzitzis and so on. It could be that's why people are makel. Correct. Yeah, and again I think it has to do with this. It's just like a covered at sea, but you're just wearing it for a short time. In the next Bir Halacha, so we said that Yeshemrim, the Bahag Shita was Shetzriyachis Kavana Latzis, Kavana Latzis. Now the Mishnah Berura said, let's say a person ate a meal, I don't know, you're planning on benching, but you're going to bench first with your child. So you're doing the benching, you know, meal of a meal. So the Mishnah Berura said, I am a Varech Birkas Amazanim Ketanim Lechanchem B'mitzvahs. So then it's not going to work. Because it's the Shrikas Kavana. So the Bir Halacha says over here, he says, so I mentioned, I'm a Varachim HaKatanim HaYatzvi HaVasi, but says the Bir Halacha, it's not so simple, what I wrote. Afal Pekin Nirali, the Imle Achal Kadei Sviya. Let's say you only had one slice of bread. I don't know, you're still, you're not satiated by any stretch. You didn't eat Kadei Sviya. The Oz Chiyuv Birkas Amazin Shalai Hum Derabbanan. So anyway, I'm going to mechiv mit rabbanan. Ef shadi yish lismich b'diavad al das radvaz. Shekamu ma'achredim eskimu l'dvar de b'mitzvah de rabbanan ein tzach kavan alatzis ve'ein tzach lachzor levarich. So to go and bench again, you know, which is not so simple, because it's a shayla of saying a bracha, kevatala, went anyway. It's the Rabbanan and the Radvaz and many Achronim say like. No, but I only I didn't eat Kedei Sviya. When is it the Raya Sotel Chalta the Sabata over after? I didn't eat Kedei Sviya. It's only the Rabbanan and there's a Radvaz with other Achronim who say the Bayi Rabbanan. You can rely on the sheets which say it's since Yechaz Kavana. So it could be in that case you could be Mekel. I guess one final point. So on the next page, when the Shulchan Aruch said "Bechein Halacha," that we pass in like the Shita of Mitzvah Shlichus Kavana. So he says five lines down, end of the line. Ula inyanim tzarich lachzu levarech kishasa pam rishon afila mitzvah diraisa shleipa kavana. So I did a mitzvah diraisa without kavana. So we said Mitzvah Shlichus Kavana. You were not yet, so you need to do it again. Should I say a bracha? So he said, "Kostavnu." I said in the Mishnah Berurah, "B'shein the Magen Abraham, the Ein Tzach, the Ein Lach Zelavarech." Yes, that's the Magen Abraham says. Uman Tzach Sishkin Kosev Gam Kenashir Kness Vagadela. The Ein Meprima God the Psicha the Misap Galay Imha the Pesik Eshochanach Lalacha the Tzviches Kavana Hu Mitam Vaday Eimishum the Sveik Dirai Zelachumra. And so on, and maybe an afkimin lagabi bracha, meaning is it b'tiris vadai mitzvah shvichas kavana, or is it just tzavik derais lachumra? You know, you have to err on the side of caution. There's an opinion, there's a bahag, which is mitzvah shvichas kavana, and therefore you need to be machmir. But if it's only mitam tzavik, so then number one will make an afkimin lagabi derabonans, it'll make an afkimin lagabi brachas, and so on. That's another interesting shayla. Okay, good. Al kapanim. Important to remember. Siman Salach, Siv Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Mitzvah Shlichus Kavana, and we have this Eitzah of the Chayadim. The only very small Heara which I have on this Chayadim. It's not a Kash on the Chayadim, but it's just what are the Chayadim? What's the Hamsa of the Chayadim? If the action which you're doing is self-evident, the only reason why you'd be doing it is L'shei Mitzvah, then that's considered to be as if you had Kavana. It seems very mistaber what he says. It seems very logical, and like until the Chayadam, you know, 200 years ago, like none of the Rishonim and none of the Gedolei Acharonim came up with this. I mean, it's almost like a kasha on the Chayadam. Like if that was true, I mean, it's not this Vilde Chiddush. It's not a Vilde Chiddush, you know, the Chayadam. I mean, it's just, you know, it's Ventzach, what's fine, what are you doing? If you're doing a mitzvah, I'm just, you know, like, well,
he said it has to be a
mitzvah,
not
dibur. Yeah.
It has to be an actual
mitzvah. Yeah, which is muchach, obey, why you're doing it. I mean, it seems to be such a logical thing. In fact, that no one said it up until now. It's like, I don't know. I find that interesting. Okay, Sidhei. Hakiresh Mavali Kivin Libai Bepasik Rishon Shehu Shema Yisrael Yatzidei Chivasai. So here we're discussing a different type of kavana. Meaning in the previous sif we were discussing mitzvah shechus kavana to be yetsa the mitzvah saseh. Here we're discussing focus, a concentration, an understanding on what you are saying. So here is shma v'lekiven liba yibah pasuk rishon shu shma yisrael layotzi v'chivasi v'ashar im lekiven liba yafilu hayakir batera imagia v'pashis ha'ilu b'inas kriya shma yotza. For the Gabi, the rest, if you don't have Kavana, that is fine. And even if you were just care about Torah, or you are correcting the parishes and so on, providing you have Kavana in the Pasuk Rishon, that's fine. So, you know, you are Magia, you're reading, and it's a year's man Kriyashma, and you think, in the Muzum and Akai Mitzvah say, Yishol Mitzvah Kriyashma, and you have, you're focusing, and you're thinking about what the meaning of the word of the first Pasuk, then you're Yatzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kivin Libay, Kavanazu Amura Khan, E Nenu Akavana Amura Besif Dalad. This is a different type of Kavana, the Shomhu Akavana Lotse Yisidei Chivas Mitzvah. Zebayin and Lachalapashis that you need for the whole, all the Pashis. Kemeshikas of Aritva, Barash Hashanah, Vishit Mekabetsis, meaning the whole, whatever is included in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, you know, three parshas, and kavana. When I'm saying these parshas, I'm thinking shem mitzvah. If it's two parshas, or if it's like we saw in the Raman, Memvav, that it's the first two psukim, whatever you need. Mashen kein, kavana zu, hu lehizbeinen velosim alibay mashu, oimer. Consider and think about the meaning of what you're saying. Lekachuli kuva rak, the pasuk region. So in the first pasuk, sheish be'ikr kabbalas ol malach v'shamayim, v'achdusa yizbarach, v'yishevim shavidu, Kavana Latzeis Hudi Kuva Rak Bapasak Rishon. He quotes the Kesef Mishnah that it could be the Kavana Latzeis Be Mitzvah Seshal Shema is also only the very first Pasuk. We saw in the Ramah it's the first Pasuk plus Baruch Shem. Yeah, so it's not, as we mentioned, there's many days as to exactly what is the Mitzvah say of Kriya Shema, how much do you need to say to be it's the first paragraph, first couple of lines. Two parashas, all three. Wasidah magia, v'ushaker kehilchazav. The fellow is magia, so he's a magia. He's trying to correct or check, proofread that which we say is yotze, is providing that he actually is reading it at the same time, as opposed to just kind of scanning it with his eyes. Obviously, if you scan it, then you are not yotze. He points it over here in 21. It says Mashmash Shapirish Hamila Ma'akev Apostle Rishon, and we're going to see this later on in Simon Samach Beis. She'ein Motzo Yishabin Yisrael Lo Yada Bir Apostle Rishon Shapirish Mashakavana by Lady Kuba. It's uncommon for a person not to know the basic title of the first pasuk. B'shut Igrus Misha, Kosev Shakavana Ma'akev is Shapirish Hamilim Kileles Gam Shichavin. So Rav Moshe says that the Kavana is not just the Taich, but it's also the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is Ol Malcha Shemayim. That's also something which needs to be considered and thought of. Whereas he quotes from Rav Yashiv, who says, Shahakavana lekabel olav Ol Malcha Shemayim, he Kavana nesefes. That is an additional Kavana. Mavad kavan is pirush hamilim, v'chol ze kishal shalei kamei shechiach pesefer ksav chesam of kiveger shafilu v'pasuk rishon ein ma'akev pirush hamilim elarak kavan lekabel al malchus shemayim. Kiveger says fakert. He says the only thing you need to think about is this is a statement which if I say this statement I'm a kabel al malchus shemayim. Exactly what Yisrael means and Shema means and Elokeinu means, I'm not quite sure. But I know that this is what I'm supposed to be in the Kabbalah Malach Shemayim when it says. Ideally, a person is supposed to have in mind the Pirush Hamilim as well as be in the Kabbalah Malach Shemayim. Okay, let's just make a haschala on Simon Samach Aleph. Kama Tzarech Ladaktik Lechavim Bekriya Shema. Yikra Kriya Shema Bekavana Beima Beira. The rest is the Vizier. So one should say Kriya Shema with Eim and Yira. And so on. Shema, Hainu Kol Kriya Shema. The Mashmash is Baba Sif Simon Akedim Hurak L'Inyan Dievet. You know, the Dievet Yoytza, and so on. But ideally, you should say it with awe and reverence for Kavana. El Yerabba Evi B'Shem Akolba Evahuvi Yerushami Sefer Kamad Brachas the Kriya Shema Marumas Aseres Adibris Shem Alekeinu Marumas Anechashon Bekech Hashem Echad Dibur Le'yelecha Pasuk V'Hafta Marumas Dibur Le'sisa. Demand the Rachma Malka Li Mishtava B'Shmei L'Shikra. If you love the king, you're not going to use his name in vain. Swear falsely. Uba Pasuk Uchsav Tom. The Dibur of Li Sachma D'Chsiv Beisecha. Your house. Li Beis Re'echa. Li Beis Chavirecha. Pasuk Vasavta D'Ganecha Dibur Li Signev. Meaning D'Gancha. But Li says, if D'Gancha Virecha, don't bring in other things. Even though Li Signev is really kidnapping. Uba Pasuk Uba Avadatim Meheira. If you kill, you'll be killed, and that will be the end of you. Because it says, because obviously, if one goes after one's eyes, ideally, a person should be mindful of these things when you're saying Shema Kadesh LaYavi, lav alachas mehen. So every single day when you say Kriyat Shema, it's a way of chazring the aseres hadibros. We say beim of a year of a nira, the aim of a year of zoihi ba'ifin zeh shechav meshashu Kriyat Shema lekabel of el malchus shemaim. Think about you're accepting el malchus shemaim. Liyis nered al kiddush Hashem amiuchad v'zeo b'chol nafshecha filonetel es nafshecha. So, meaning this is also a key of Alecha upon you. We are dying. We would die every single day. It's with the Kabbalah, with the Kabbalahs of giving one's life, if need be, that is what you're supposed to have in mind. Yeah, he quotes over here from the Chai Adam that this Kavan Aliyah Nereg Al Kiddush Hashem. The Chai Adam says B'Shem Mizar Kadosh Yichavan Oisa Miyad Achri Hamila Echad. You say right after Echad, that's when you should have this in mind. Okay, I guess we will up here and pick up the conversation.